So I'm Mauricio Carnero. I work at the Broad Institute. I work with complex diseases and using genetics and genomics to try and improve human health.
Very cool. Yeah. So have you given your speech yet to the people?
No. It's okay. Actually happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Very excited.
Okay, very cool. So what are you going to be talking about?
This is not a topic that's usually associated with C++,
certainly
let
not.
Alone set at C++ conferences, mm-hmm. I think one of the things that the committee asked me to do was to just introduce what I do, which happens to be interesting, I hope, to most people because it involves their health. So I will introduce what we do, and I'll explain why it has become a computational problem. The amount of data that we have acquired from sequencing people mm-hmm. is just exceeding 300 petabytes of data.
Wow.
So plowing through that data and making meaningful statistical analysis is no longer a person's job. It's a 100% computational job. And the naive algorithms and its first implementations and everything that we worked with for the past 10 years are coughing and dying on the wayside because they cannot handle that much data anymore. And although we have made huge progress with lots of these diseases, the most complex ones like diabetes, autism, schizophrenia, heart disease, cancer, are too difficult. They're much more complex than the simple Mendelian diseases, and will require this much or much more data, so we can actually make big discoveries. And to get there, we are going to need sophisticated computational development. And recently, we were only able to do this by shifting to C++. So that's why I'm here.
Very cool. How have you been enjoying the conference so far?
Oh, conference has been outstanding. Everyone that we follow and learn from is basically speaking here. So it's just a wonderful opportunity to learn and to interact with these people. It's
very
great.
Cool. So Broad Institute, that's the one that's, is it associated with MIT?
It is. It is part of MIT and Harvard, although, you know, it's its own institute, but it was started as a joint institute of MIT and Harvard.
No, that's cool. Yeah, I spent some time over in the Boston area
nice.
In my undergrad years. So yeah, very cool. So I forget, where is the Broad Institute located?
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Cambridge.
It's literally in between Harvard and MIT. A little
yes,
closer to
right.
MIT, but.
Where's that? The Whitehead Institute, is that also around the same area?
Yeah, the Whitehead was. It's hard to draw a line. What is the Broad?
Oh,
is the Whitehead? The Whitehead was there before. Most of the research that spawned the Broad Institute started at the Whitehead Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually door to door. So the Whitehead is one
I
building,
see.
And the Broad is right next to it.
So on top of C++, what is your impression of? Because you guys are using C++ for all these things, but I know that MIT is not. MIT is not very particular about teaching particular programming languages. What sort of background do people working in, I guess, at the, you know, in concerning with your project have? Like, do they come in with a lot of C++ knowledge, or do some of them have to ramp up on it coming from perhaps, you know, the researchers that
right.
come from the schools around there?
No, most people come with no knowledge.
No knowledge.
I have a few people who came with some knowledge, but we needed to train them anyway.
Mm.
I don't know how much I blame universities for that. I think they have their role, and their role is probably not to teach a language. It's probably to teach you how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they're doing it right, and that's great. However, we never had any issues teaching and getting people ramped up fairly quickly into C++. We do have one advantage, though. It's the fact that because we switched, we were basically a Java and Scala code base before. And because the switch was recent, we have we're in this sweet spot where we can work on C++ 11 and 14,
mm-hmm.
not have to deal with legacy code in any way,
right.
And we can impose nicer programming habits, which makes it a lot easier to teach newcomers.
Are some of them surprised at the difference in C++ now than it was back then, and what their impressions of it might have been?
They still don't believe what we're doing to C++. They still do not believe. I mean, most people came with no C++ knowledge, so for
mm-hmm.
them, this is just, well, it's a great language.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who had some experience in the past, including myself, just adapting to the new language was like, what is this? It's not C++.
Right.
And it's wonderful. It's great. It's much easier to teach. It's clearer to define our style and the things that we are going to enforce throughout the code base. They make more sense to even people who are not expert programmers. We do have biologists who have to write code with
right.
us. And they had, to be honest, less of a hard time adapting to this framework than they had to the Java framework before.
Very cool. Well, Mauricio, thank you so much for your time and just coming by and sharing a little bit from, I guess, my undergrad years. So thank you. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.